it simple. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The bill President Bush signed, I think, in 2007, if he had been identified with this mental illness, he would not have been able to buy this gun, this kind of a gun. And so that, I mean, the laws were there, but this, he fell through the system because he fell through the cracks because he wasn't identified, because when he left the community college, nobody approached him, apparently. It's about the availability of those kinds of guns to people with mental illness. And it's about treating that mental illness as soon as we possibly can, from when they're children to whatever age.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. That was Senator Sherrod Brown focusing on Jared Loughner. Why does he have, or did he have, I guess he still does. Well, once you're in jail, you can't get, if you're a felon, you can't get a gun, right? I think that's the way it works. But the focus here is on how he got the gun in the first place. And most anybody with any common sense, any observational skills, sees what this guy is all about. And grows increasingly skeptical of the federal government, the FBI, the background checks, all that stuff, the locals. How does this happen, and who is to blame? More importantly than the blame game, how do you fix it to make sure that nutbirds like this don't get guns? We'll talk about it for the next hour here on the Countdown, the Arizona shooting and the gun debate. We've sort of gotten away from the talk radio is responsible for this, although there are plenty of people on the air that still want to beat that drum, but that's not really where the public's mind is. The public was on to this when the sheriff brought it up over the weekend and on Monday, maybe Tuesday, a little bit. But now we're beyond it to perhaps what is the more important, if not the most important thing, other than the condition of the people who were injured and the whole business about Fred Phelps and those idiots from Kansas who are going to protest, although looks like Arizona is introducing a law, we'll talk about that, to keep them out. But right now, let's get to this fellow Loughner and how much trouble he had with the law. You've all read this. You've all heard this. You've seen this part of the story covered many times. He was rejected by the Army. He flunked a drug test. He was considered so mentally unstable that he was banned from his college campus. Officials considered him a threat to other students, a threat to the faculty. But this 22-year-old guy, this 22-year-old bum, this 22-year-old malcontent had no trouble buying a Glock semi-automatic pistol that authorities are sure he used to kill those six people and to wound the 14 others. It has prompted gun control advocates to call for changes to the background, the federal background check system. What do we need gun control, the gun control advocates to be? Anybody with a conscience, anybody who is for the legalized use of weaponry, guns, as I am and most other people are, want this system. It only serves to protect those who ought to be able to have a gun. This whole fiasco makes the system out to be what it is, another corrupt, incompetent, bungled federal local mess. That's what it is. The federal government isn't doing enough to prevent drug abusers from getting firearms. If there is a ban because you're a felon, if you are a drug abuser, why would you possibly have the right to have a gun? Why? Somebody, I've got a challenge right now. Somebody call and try, I guess I'm daring you to justify anybody who is a drug addict for having a gun. Nobody's going to be able to debate that and win, unless the person they're debating is incompetent. There's no way. And then there's the clip business, the 33 rounds, which some people can come up with a moderately credible argument against. On NBC, Contessa Brewer spoke with Senator Frank Lautenberg. He's the one introducing the legislation to ban the large clips.
New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg says he'll introduce that ban, a bill banning the high-capacity clips when the Senate returns to Washington. He joins me now.
When we look around and see the state of shock that America is in, the mourning has spread across all 50 states. People are heartbroken to see this person, Congresswoman Gifford, who's trying to do the right thing by her country. A 9-year-old child is killed. A leading judge, is killed. And what we hear is a comment from the other side, from the House side, that says people will go ahead and start using this as a basis for political gain. It's outrageous that there isn't a response that's more positive than that. But we've got to do something about these large clips. They were banned until 2004. And then because the bill died altogether on automatic weapons, that collapsed. And here we might have done much better than we did in terms of protecting people if the number of cartridges had been limited.
All right. Well, let's say that the cartridges had remained banned, that you would not be able to carry 33 rounds in one extended magazine. 10 rounds is still enough to kill the same amount of victims that we have here, the people who died in this shooting on Saturday. So why is that clip the focus of your energy and your attention now?
Well, because it's the one thing that obviously permitted this madman to hit so many people in such a short period of time. And thank goodness we had some heroic actions that interrupted his ability to put in another magazine. Otherwise, we'd have seen a greater loss. But the fact of the matter is, when we look at the number of murders in the United States, 2009, we had 9,500 people murdered. When we look around the world, we see large companies, large countries, the UK, Germany, Japan, had 200 or less killed in a year, and we're 9,500. There's got to be a reason for that. We don't have more madmen, we have more guns.
All right, well, you can argue that until the cows come home. I think that there is a statistic floating around, and it's a city-by-city statistic. But most of the major cities, including places like Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., these are all the murder capitals of the country. The murder rate is way down. The FBI's, whoever's taking credit for it, I know that that stat was highly touted at the end of the year. Be that as it may, the question or the idea that's put forth by Senator Lautenberg is, I think, one that makes sense to discuss. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Mayor Michael Bloomberg will weigh in next on the Countdown on this issue.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats?
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Frisky's Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Frisky's Indoor Selects.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
800-510-8255. People lining up in the queue already. We'll get at your calls after we listen to as many different sides of this as we can find from talk radio and talk television. The ladies on The View discussed the blame game that's been going on since the shooting last weekend.
If it's possible that it is to blame, then we need to keep an eye on it. If it's possible that that little girl got caught in the middle of our adult BS, if there's a possibility, then we all of us, left, right, center, middle, down, under, bully, need to take responsibility. It's not one side or the other. It's all of
us. But I wish they'd said it so sensibly. Well, yeah, you say it. You say it in a very caring way. The
bottom line is, it doesn't matter.
She's gone.
She's gone. They're gone. We all got to look in the mirror. I'm looking in my mirror, you know.
No, I don't feel that way. No, I think it's a terrible tragedy. But I don't think we all have to look in the mirror and blame ourselves.
No.
I think that if indeed it makes a difference in the rhetoric, if in general it tones down something, I think that's important.
You know, we let these politicians get away with the rhetoric that they're putting out.
Are you directly linking this to this man? There's been no evidence.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying still, with the words that everybody's putting out, not just Sarah Palin, everybody, we still need to look at the power of our words.
I think we should be cautious, though, because...
Let's be careful.
Be cautious, obviously, do the right thing, say the right thing. This is what we teach our kids every single day. But I also think it's unfortunate that we can give an alibi or an excuse to someone who's mad, goes in and takes the lives of people who are innocent, just trying to take part in the system, and give the alibi of the devil made me do it. It's not okay to do that either. There's no excuse. There's no one to blame. The person behind the gun.
Yes, but here's an interesting thing. When I was growing up, people talking and saying things, whipping folks up, caused a lot of people to get lynched. Had those people not done all that, would it have happened anyway? It may have. I don't know. But I do know that sometimes we as a society have to sort of be aware of what we are doing.
We all are saying, let's take another look. Let's tone down the rhetoric in the media.
Yes.
Let's hope that the Republicans and Democrats get together. But that we do not know in this case if it had anything to do with the media, if it had anything to do with politics.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty was on The View.
There is no evidence that this deranged individual acted because of some particular set of comments or experience with the media or politician. That being said, our country, all of us, each of us, individually and collectively, can benefit from a more thoughtful and civil debate.
All right. He also says don't blame Sarah Palin, the governor says, for the shootings. And by the way, he's going to run for the presidency. It's the 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. The health of the nation is at stake. What do you think is at stake? I really do think the health of the nation is at stake in part with a rendering on these things. The fact this guy was able to get a gun, very unhealthy state of affairs. Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York City, and he, along with a lot of other leaders, are talking about what we have learned from our past mistakes. And apparently Mayor Bloomberg thinks we haven't learned a doggone thing.
When a public official is shot or a mass shooting occurs, a great deal of press coverage follows, as it should. But the reality is that every single day, 34 Americans are murdered by someone firing a gun. And most of those guns are purchased or possessed illegally. That means that on a daily basis, we experience a massacre larger than the one that we had at Virginia Tech. And even though the shootings in Blacksburg, Virginia, and Tucson, Arizona, happened nearly 4 years and 2,000 miles apart from one another, I think they both underscore systematic failures in the ways that guns are regulated in this country. In the case of Virginia Tech, the shooter passed the background check, even though he shouldn't have. His history of mental illness should have disqualified him from legally buying a gun, but those records were never reported to the FBI, as they should have been. In the case of the Tucson shooting, we still don't know all the facts, but we do know that the shooter had a history of drug abuse, which can also disqualify someone from legally buying and owning a gun. The Virginia Tech massacre put a spotlight on the deadly gaps in background checks, and Congress passed legislation aimed at closing some of those gaps. But as this case makes terribly clear, deadly gaps still remain.
Amen to that, brother. He's right. What do you think? 800. I'm telling you, I think he's right. What do you think? How can you argue with that reasoning? 800-510-8255. Okay, here's a reporter looking at both sides of the debate with Congressperson Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed in gun violence.
As the Tucson tragedy unfolded, New York Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy flashed back to a shooting on the Long Island Railroad when a gunman killed her husband, Dennis, and wounded her son, Kevin, 17 years ago.
When you hear about it, it hits at home and you go back to where you don't want to go.
In spite of her pain, McCarthy has no plan to call for a limit on gun sales. Instead, she's proposing a ban on the sale to civilians of so-called extended magazines that hold more than 10 bullets, the type of gun magazine that Jared Loughner allegedly used in Tucson.
In this particular tragedy, would this have made a difference, the proposal you have?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look how many bullets he got off.
Mm.
And the majority of those bullets found a way to either kill someone or injure someone.
Only when Loughner had spent his ammunition and tried to reload were bystanders able to tackle him. But the Gun Owners of America argue a limit on ammunition is a limit on their Second Amendment right to bear arms.
People need large capacity magazines if they have the misfortune of being in a situation where there's more than one attacker.
The National Rifle Association refused to address the issue directly, saying only, at this time, anything other than prayers for the victims and their families would be inappropriate. McCarthy, aware of the gun lobby's power, expects a huge challenge in getting her limited legislation through Congress even after the latest horrific tragedy.
So you're not confident of that this proposal will actually become law?
I would say that I'm going to have a battle.
All right, so you don't have negative vibes beforehand. You put forth, yeah, we're going to get this done. All right, that's Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy introducing the legislation on the House side. As Senator Lautenberg was explaining, he has introduced on the Senate side. Meanwhile, the parents, I'm sorry, I think there's something about all of this. And the parents, Amy and Randy, they keep whining. Here's Wayne Smith speaking on behalf of the parents.
They're hurting bad. She's really bad. We may have to put her in the hospital. It's a sad thing. Their son did this, not Amy and Randy. And people need to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we need to understand a lot of things, like why didn't they talk more about it?
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom 6.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite.
75.
Your review of the big story of the week, maybe the year thus far, the shootings in Arizona. This is the gun debate side of it. We've heard from a lot of gas bags on the radio, some who have made relevant points, some who have just repeated what some of the bigger hosts have said. There's really no evidence. I think the argument has been put to rest, and even if it still continues now, a tune-out. There isn't any real evidence to suggest that what goes on radio programs got this guy to do what he did. I think there is some reason to believe that the conversation, the debate, the discussions, if you will, on the floor of the House and the Senate, and maybe things that go on in the public venue after that need to have a little more focus. I also, as I am not necessarily given to hyperbole, some of the people that work with me and some of you who listen to this program with regularity may be chuckling. I'm not into verbosity and saying things just to say them. I will tell you, excuse me, I don't know if I'm taken back by or just annoyed by listening to this whining from the families. It sound, am I crude? Am I crass? Am I being too hard? This is the family. They knew this guy better than anybody else. So the fact that they're now expressing sorrow, okay, that's good, you're expressing sorrow, but you're responsible in part for this. You didn't see what was going on with this guy, or you couldn't do something to help him or get him pushed in the right direction. There's something missing here, and people say, well, the parents were older and yada, yada, but they had a lot of time to see him, and the same thing goes for neighbors, people who work with him. He just got pushed out of the system and away from the areas where he was an annoyance or trouble. That doesn't go far enough. Responsibility, the public's responsibility, is to be involved. Your responsibility is to be involved. I'm not talking about ratting on your next-door neighbor to the IRS. I'm talking about some good old-fashioned common sense. You see a guy who acts like this, you report him, or you do something that injects you into, especially if you're directly connected to it, like the parents and the family are. You get involved. And he said, well, I don't know how to get involved, so you find out. Here's radio host Dave Ross offering a solution in terms of the gun debate, how to stop the next Jared Loughner from getting a gun.
Basically, in this country, where everybody can get easy access to firearms, it is now up. All we're left with, basically, since the government can't do anything for various political reasons, all we're left with is to place this responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the family. It is the Loughner's responsibility to make sure that their disturbed kid doesn't get a gun. If they don't do it,
Let me tease out your sort of argument on
this.
Go
ahead.
So I guess you send the parents to jail?
We might have to. If this starts, what else do you want to do then? At least I got a solution here. If we're going to have an eruption of crazed kids with guns, if this happens a second time, I think we're going to have to think seriously about that. Because given that everybody has access to a firearm, courtesy of various organizations that have and the Constitution that have made that possible, you no longer can tolerate in the society any overtly angry person, can you? Because you have to assume each one of them has a gun. So the moment that somebody raises the flag of irrationality in his life, we have to start thinking, connecting the dots. What could happen if he gets a gun, and how do we stop that? Right? Or, here's something I would suggest. Everybody trusts the NRA, right? Okay. Anyway, they're not politically controversial because they control everything. So, I would say that they start maintaining a no-buy list. All right? And if you suspect a friend or a relative of being either mentally ill or to have an incorrigible anger problem, you call up the NRA, and they put that name. This is non-governmental. Don't worry. There's no government ID or gun control of any kind here. NRA puts it on the no-buy list, and responsible gun shops would then be able to consult that no-buy list if somebody presents himself wanting to buy a firearm. And if the name is on there, no gun for you today.
No gun today. I think there's a song. Isn't there something along that line? Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat of Vermont, calling the shooting the result of seething rhetoric. Seething rhetoric. The seething rhetoric has gone too far. The demonizing of opponents of government and of public service has gone too far. I'll agree with you, the demonizing of opponents, and maybe government is really the bad guy here. The government didn't do its job, or this guy wouldn't have gotten a gun. Even though I have great regard for Senator Leahy, don't agree with him on that point. But the politics that have become incendiary, part of his conversation, yep, he's right. Who's more guilty of that? Some might say that, the Republicans, the Democrats. So how does that discussion differ from any of the other incendiary blame-pointing fests that we seem to have all the time here? Here is a radio host, Pat Campbell, speaking with Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America.
I know I've got a 9mm at home, and I'm trying to think. I think the magazines hold either 15 or 17, but I thought there were some limits, and I learned last night that they sunsetted those limits, I think, in 2004, and you were able to buy the larger capacity magazines. What can you tell me?
That is correct. So it turns out that if somebody has such a magazine, he's legal. And you know what? If you're being attacked by two or three thugs out on the street,
right,
might not be a bad idea to have enough ammunition available in your gun to be able to do the job.
Right.
If anybody saw what happened in Panama City, Florida, you realize that just because you point the gun at somebody doesn't mean that you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a situation, especially when you're under attack and your adrenaline's running, you're not necessarily at the top of your game, as it were. And the idea of having 30 rounds doesn't turn out to be that many when you're in a real-life situation.
Yeah, there's so much, and we've been over this so many times, it's like it gets old at a certain point, but we've got to educate the public. The first thing they put out there is that it's a semi-automatic. Now, you know and I know what a semi-automatic is and how it operates, but to the general public, especially those who haven't had exposure to guns, semi-automatic is synonymous with fully automatic. Explain to people what a semi-automatic is.
Well, a semi-automatic, unlike a revolver where you have to pull the trigger to bring up the next round, the semi-automatic loads the next round automatically for you. Mm-hmm. But you still have to pull the trigger in order for the bullet to fire. We're the boss. We're the sovereign. You and I are we the people. We should be able to have more than our employees have. And this idea that somehow it's a bad idea for the people to be able to have what they choose to have because some employee says, no, that's not a good idea, that's outrageous. That's un-American.
We've been listening to Larry for a long time. Remember Wayne, what was Wayne's last name? Wayne LaPierre from the, thank you, Michael. From the NFL, I'm getting a little punch drunk with this, from the NRA. These guys are paid hacks. They've been saying the same thing for years. I've had Larry on my program any number of times. Nothing new to this. This is what you're going to get from these people. And there are a lot of people who think, okay, yeah, we got to have them so we can kill more people if we're attacked. When do we get to the point of trying to calm down the situation, not to be able to protect yourself, but at what point does it get to be cartoonish? Ridiculous. 800-510-8255. In fairness to the father, there are some stories floating around that on the morning of the shooting, the father thought that Jared Loughner was really acting very strangely. And he had a black bag when he left the house to hear his father tell the story. Father pursued him because there'd been enough conversation with his father to suspect that he had ill in his heart and was up to something. The business about the parents and the friends and stuff still stands in my mind. 800-510-8255. Your calls, what's going on the social media? All that, the gun laws, and whether there ought to be new ones, that's pretty much the subject of most of the discussion as the update continues and the gun debate is revived. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown, 800-510-8255. You can comment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the Steffen Sound Off line, 877-541-5250. In the wake of all of this, Republican Congressman Peter King of New York introducing a bill that would bar the possession of a weapon within 1,000 feet of government officials. What do you think of that for an idea? Somebody is now bringing in to the debate whether or not Loeffler was bullied as a child, and did that affect him psychologically? One wonders about that. The funerals, the protests, it may be this becomes part of the debate. The freedom of speech. The governor of Arizona has signed a piece of legislation that bars protests within 300 feet of a funeral. Obviously focused right on the Phelps family and their lunacy, and that probably gets challenged, but not in time to have these people affected in terms of whatever may go on, the celebration of the lives of the people who are dead now going on this week, and the challenge before the Supreme Court would take a long time. It may still get challenged. The lawyer that is the daughter of Fred Phelps is happy to go before the Supreme Court and do her grandstanding. These people are part of the problem. These people are as crazy as Loeffler is, as we know, protesting at the funeral of the 9-year-old girl. Unbelievable. So that's not the main thrust here. The main thrust of the conversation as we review what the top hits are, the majority of stations now onto and hosts talking about gun ownership, gun bans, this, that, and the other thing. Ike calls in from Charleston, South Carolina. You're on, sir, the air.
I finally get to listen live on a smartphone through TuneIn Radio. I am so happy to talk to you, sir. Listen, I've got two ideas for you. One, if you want to buy a handgun, I think you ought to have to be put through a 90-minute minimum of a psych evaluation before you can get that gun.
How's it done in other countries, Ike? Do you know how other progressive countries, Western countries, if you will, handle licensing people who desire to own a firearm? I don't. I asked the question because I don't know. Somebody may know the answer. Throw it out there.
Well, the only one I'm familiar with is Australia, and they are quite rigid, and they will put you through a psych evaluation if they have any suspicion that you're unbalanced. But I also have another point, too. That would be that, look, I don't mind anybody owning a gun, but I know personally people that have been shot, and they've been to financial ruin. Their families have been devastated financially. And I think that if you want to own a gun, you should be paying the cost the same way that people went after tobacco users and claimed that it was a high cost to society. Then I think that the gun owners should be putting money into a pot, either through insurance or increased cost on permits and ammunition and guns themselves to be able to compensate victims.
A very interesting idea. Let me go one step further, or let me see if I've captured your idea. To take, as has been suggested before, the object which causes the problem
And people will not argue about, they'll say, well, isn't the gun that caused the problem? It's the people who use them. All right, but let's put that aside for just a second. Tobacco products. If, in fact, you didn't use them, you wouldn't get sick, but you do use them. So you want to use them, you pay a price for that. Now, what is the tax is about $4 for a package. So why not tag? Maybe somebody ought to come up with that as a piece of legislation. If a gun, what's the average of that Glock? How much does that cost?
$500 for that.
$500, Glock. Okay. So there's a $500 tax on top of it. That might fix some of the problem, Mike. Interesting idea. Thanks for calling. 51 after on the countdown.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
And to find a store near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Go to the Facebook.com website. Find the countdown there. Anything connected to Doug Stefan allows you to comment. Clay Cohut, who follows social media for the countdown, has some comments from people who are on Facebook. Clay?
Yeah, I actually got Twitter comments today, Doug, but RETF Bulldog says stricter gun control isn't going to solve violence. What will work is if individuals step up and take the initiative to intervene. And then AntiFed 11945 says, if gun control can't keep criminals from abusing guns, it will never prevent crazies from abusing guns. Don't disarm citizens to try freedom. And then Valley disagrees and says, gun control is a no-brainer. At least background checks, waiting periods, and notifying police who got what. Nuts have better guns than cops.
800-510-TALK. Here's a response from the Senate Sergeant at Arms to some members of the House and Senate saying they plan to buy a gun and carry a gun while in their districts. Good God, what does that do? Or have somebody, we have to have a police escort now for every Congress person? What is that going to do? What are we doing to ourselves? What is the matter with us? John, go ahead. You're on the air, and we're talking about how to prevent this or deal with it.
Well, am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It just sort of faded there for a second. Okay, I look at it this way. I think the owning of a gun or the purchasing of a gun should be no less strict than the getting of a passport. You have to get a 5-year local police clearance everywhere you've lived for that previous 5 years before you can even have a chance of getting a passport, in addition to the State Department checking the FBI on a federal level to make sure that you didn't do any crimes out of state. And therefore, I, as a gun owner, resent the fact that these crazies have the ability, just as I do, to go out and get a gun, and all they're doing is held responsible for any felonies. Now,
well, then, John, you better do something about it in terms of getting to people who would pass laws that would protect your right to do this, because they're going to chip away, they being those, whoever they are, and various groups.
This guy in Tucson has such a long history of marginal abuse. We know that.
Yeah,
I'm saying the local police should have said to the FBI, no,
yeah, but they
this
didn't.
Guy shouldn't qualify.
Right,
period.
They didn't. That's the point. They did not do it, and that's why that the whole scenario needs to be changed. The police didn't do it. The FBI didn't do it. So there is culpability, focus, and blame, and there aren't a lot of people talking about this for whatever the reason. That's really what the culprit is. Bad public servants doing a bad job, and maybe the law isn't tight enough, but there's proof on top of proof here that the people who are supposed to supervise this did not do their job. Craig, listening to KUGN, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Doug. Basically what I was thinking is, you know, people are wanting to pass laws on size of magazines. It's like every law that I've heard anyone talking about doing are laws that only affect law-abiding citizens, and no way do they affect or change the problem. It's like, you know, drugs are illegal, for instance, yet drugs are everywhere, and criminals are doing drugs, selling drugs, peddling drugs.
All right, we know all that, sir. People are reaching for something. They're trying to figure out how to fix a problem, and we're not getting good ideas about how to fix the problem. Here's a caller from, Arizona named John, who talks about confronting some people in a restaurant who brought their pistols in while they had their meal.
Hello there. Saturday night, I went to two places here in town and talked. I was at a place for pizza, and there's two guys sitting there in camo with pistols, and I didn't notice until I was about halfway through the pizza. And as they left, I said, excuse me, fellas, is this place that unsafe? You have to have pistols? And what they said was, well, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And I said, you heard about the shootings in Tucson? Plus, 10 feet away from them, there's a group of 5 or 6 children sitting. And I said, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I went to another restaurant and talked to them about it. I have not been back to them. The pizza place put up a sign, and guns are not allowed. Guns are allowed just about everywhere in Arizona, but if you post it in a restaurant, then they cannot come in. In this particular case, at the pizza place, they serve beer. And I talked to the manager. I said, you know, guns plus beer is a disaster. And he agreed with me and posted the sign. It was encouraging. It was truly encouraging.